Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
All right, so the problem we're having right now is Aaron is not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have... So what happens? Do you do all the stories? Do I do some... Like, I don't... Do you, I mean, because just...
However you feel, let's start. Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is National French Dip Day. Are you a big fan of French dips?
I'm going to tell you something about French dips. Because I saw that today is National French Dip Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've had a French dip since I was a child. But I was flipping. Okay. Like, Arby's did a French dip for a while. Do they still?
I don't know. Because what makes it the French dip is that
au jus,
yeah.
Yes. Like the juice that fell off of it while mm-hmm. you were cooking it.
Yeah. Let's get it soggy.
There's something about, because I saw it on commercials, like Arby's would always be like, it was before they were We Have the Meats. And like, I never wanted, like the horsey sauce seemed weird to me. That's the horseradish one. And mm-hmm. the Arby's sauce was like weird. I always wanted a French dip. And then when I got one for the first time, just the soggy bread, it is a little like horking down a Nathan's hot dog in the hot dog eating contest. Because you're just sogifying the bread and just like, you're just like gumming it to death.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it, yeah.
But there's something about it that makes me want to leave the show right now and go get one.
It does look so good. The meat looks so good. The cheese, the bread always looks so good. But then, and even the au jus looks good, but then just the dip, I don't know. I think I've only
it's
had
so good,
one.
Dude.
They served it at school one time, like at the cafeteria.
Yeah, but school ones aren't going to be that good.
That can't be it. I think we were dipping it in, it wasn't au jus. Who knows what that was.
What were you?
Dishwater or something. But,
like, I want to know where you go to get a real one, though.
I would love to know. Yeah, because I need to have a real one.
Is there a restaurant? Because I feel like the French dip was probably born from the way a lot of things are born, where it's just like the chef is like, oh man, we have all this roast beef we didn't eat yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it on this stale bread we have from yesterday. And the only way to disguise it is to make people dip it so it gets wet again. So then they just do that.
Here's what I want to know about the French dip.
Yeah.
Is it offensive to assume that a French place would have it? Like, I don't think a French place
would... Yes, I would very much say French places do not have French dips.
Just like they wouldn't have French fry. You wouldn't
Correct.
Be like, oh, I want to try your French... That'd be wildly offensive,
they have,
right?
They have French onion soup, and that's the only thing with French in the
okay.
top. The rest is like Chateaubriand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, no.
Okay.
That's a hard pass on that.
Okay. Good evening.
This feels weird.
It does, yeah. Back to you, Hack.
Okay.
This is big news, actually. The Toy Hall of Fame inductees. Now, they were announced a few months ago, but they have been
These
officially...
These are always so lame. Are you really going to do this?
I am, yes. So, there were lots of good nominees this year.
Okay.
Apples to apples, balloons. I won't
read
them all.
Apples to apples is a dumb game.
But it was, it didn't get in, so.
Oh, it didn't get in.
No, it didn't get in. They're just nominated. But the ones, we'll just skip to the ones that did get in. They were announced this morning.
Did you say balloons?
Yeah, balloons. They should be in.
Just balloons.
Just classic, yeah. Just a balloon.
As a toy?
Yeah.
Like, not a game called balloons.
You know, hit it up.
But that's not a, that's a game we invented with a balloon. But like, if it's, a balloon is not a toy. Who thinks a balloon is a toy? 51059, balloon, toy, balloon, no toy. Balloon is not a toy.
More classic than a balloon.
No, because then, like, dishwasher box. Dishwasher box. The box your dishwasher came in, played in it more than I played with any other toy I ever had as a kid. But that, is it in the, balloons are things you put up at a party and then eventually your kids will play with them because they play with all, it's like I spent $700 on toys for you and you're playing with the dishwasher box and the balloon, but it's not a toy. I will die on this hill.
I've had to blow up a lot of balloons recently because we had my son's birthday and there's a lot, he wants to help, but then he just slobbers on him and then he's like, here, you do it.
Yeah, and you're
like,
you do this half slobber.
You could just let me do
fully,
it. I think.
Yeah, okay.
So the toys that actually made it.
Let's go.
My Little Pony.
Oh, God.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No,
pretty
not
classic.
Good.
Where is it? Phase 10, a card game.
Never
you ever
heard
played
of it.
Phase 10?
Phase 10?
Yeah. Okay. But the main one that I'm the most excited about that finally made it in the Toy Hall of Fame,
yes.
Transformers. More than meets the eye. Meet Transformers.
All of them?
Yeah, just the.
Yeah, just like the whole brand in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the Decepticons.
Really, only Optimus should have made it in. Is what I'm saying.
My son would probably agree with that. That's why I'm so excited. He's a big, big Transformers fan. So congrats to all the other Transformers fans.
All right. Can I try this then?
Yeah, you
let
do
me just,
one. I'm failing. You
no,
bail
no, you're
me
not
out.
Failing, but I feel like there has to be a back and forth. And then, like, I've just always wanted good evening.
It
you know,
funny.
I sometimes say it back to you.
Yeah. Good evening.
If you have balloons in your butt, it's TikTok's fault.
Oh, wow. Toy Hall of Fame nominee, balloon.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Apparently, people who doom scroll or who just sit and watch TikTok all day long, they're sitting on their butts and eventually they're giving themselves hemorrhoids.
What?
Yes. Hemorrhoids, like... People are stocking up on Preparation H. It's like a COVID like thing because you're just sitting the whole time. And if you're doing it on the toilet is when it's happening. So you're just sitting there and you're like, because you go to sit on the toilet, not when you got to go number two, but you're going to just scroll. So then you're sitting there and you're like, oh man, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I should just knock one out. And then you're like,
I see. Yeah. Ouch.
That's what gives you hemorrhoids.
This sounds like something your parents would say, like, you know, if you're on that phone too long, you'll get a hemorrhoid. If you
you'll
sit too
blind.
Close to the TV.
Right. This is really happening.
Hairy palms, all
10
that.
10 to 15 minutes is the maximum amount of time you should be on the toilet.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
How long are you? Okay. Hold on. I swear to you, I am not making this up. If I'm on the toilet longer than a minute, something is wrong.
A minute? What?
Bro, I don't go in until my contractions are super close together.
Okay.
I've had, the gravy has broken. And I
a
just
minute.
Walk in there and just.
I take a minute just to clean up at least. Like
I know,
you
you're a bidet guy.
I am, yeah.
All right,
that draws
one,
me in.
Do you have one more? Or are we done?
Yeah, American. Good evening.
Good evening.
Americans have voted, and it is announced we finally have a
Dude,
new.
Dude, we don't do politics on this show.
Top Skittle color.
Are Skittles one of the ones that we're being lied to? Hold on.
No.
Skittles do have different flavors.
They do have different flavors, and I just kind of found this out because I.
What doesn't?
M&M's
don't.
Fruit Loops don't. M&M's
Fruit Loops
don't.
Okay, yeah.
But I just pour all the Skittles in, and I just eat them all.
You just hork a whole pile
of
like
green, red, purple. Yeah, to me, like that's
the Skittles
green, red, flavor is all of them. That's
Can
Skittles.
Can I guess what the favorite flavor is?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you green is not it, 100%.
No, green is number 4.
Okay, good. Because green is is green lime or something? Does it say what they are?
No.
But green to me is, it's if I had to guess, it's going to be one of the red or pink. Is there a pink? I'm going to say, here's the weird thing. If it's purple, the whole thing is a lie. Because purple candy tastes like cough syrup. And no one wants cough syrup.
Oh, I love grape candy.
You do?
I love grape, yeah.
Do you like cough syrup?
Kinda.
You're a scissor up guy? You're of the generation.
Big scissors.
You're drinking something out of a bathtub at a party. Oh my God, you're nasty. What is purple not number one?
Purple comes in at number two. Number one, you were right on the money. Red is the favorite Skittle color.
And we don't know what it is?
No. I don't know. I just eat them all.
All right, just text in what you think red is and tell us about the balloons in your butt.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.